From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block, with a new edition of Project Song, our voyeuristic entree into the songwriting process. Here's how it works. We invite musicians over to our studio. We give them 2 days to write and record a new song. We watch and listen and document their creative process at every turn. For this edition, the host of NPR's All Songs Considered, Bob Boylan, invited the independent rock duo Georgie James to our studios.
A great way to inspire an artist is to give them a deadline and something to home in on. When Laura Burhan and John Davis, the two members of Georgie James, came to our recording studio, I put a series of pictures and a series of words in front of them. The first thing they had to do was to choose one picture and one word and then write a song about what they chose. In the process of deciding, the dynamics of being a duo became immediately apparent.
I don't know, I guess just the mindset I'm in at the moment for writing a song would be more something joyful. That would be my preference.
That would be the one I would throw out first.
And though John Davis and Laura Burhan differed on word choices, they quickly rallied around one photograph, a pile of books in an empty office space. But how they saw the photograph was very different.
I don't know, there's something kind of youthful about a pile of books in the middle of an empty room.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought youth. I would have thought more like sort of disuse or disrepair or neglect or just the idea of like ideas being ignored and left somewhere.
Or maybe it was a library and someone took away the shelves and took away the order.
Whoa.
There was an almost unspoken playfulness between the two of them. Maybe it was in Laura's bright eyes or John's beard-buried grin. And it stayed that way even when things got a bit snarly. And it did get to be a bit of a tangle while writing a song about a pile of books and the phrase, something joyful.
Well, why don't we play?
And it didn't take long for Laura to play an idea for John, something that had been on her mind, and it seemed a good starting place for their song.
Any way to throw like an E minor 7 in there somewhere?
That's Laura Burhan at the Steinway. John Davis is seated near her with an electric bass in his hands. Later, we'll hear John on guitar and drums. They both sing.
Like later, like not,
later.
Not
oh, yeah,
normally,
yeah, yeah.
But just like, maybe not quite so, you know, Beethoven, you know.
John Davis and Laura Burhan have been writing songs together for the past few years. Their debut CD as Georgie James came out in September. Clearly, writing songs together from scratch was not the usual way they put songs together. More often, someone would bring a more fully formed idea to the other.
You know what we need is actually we need a board.
Well, we have paper, but we do need a dry erase board.
We're now about 5 hours into the two-day process, and the song's starting to take shape, and Laura has some concerns.
Right now I'm worried it's a little, like,
jaunty?
Yeah, jaunty.
It's a little jaunty. I mean, I'm not against jaunty, necessarily. I mean, we are looking for something joyful here. We do need to keep that in mind.
Yeah.
But we don't want to be cheesy.
Yeah. I feel like we're going in, like, a Creedence direction.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
I know. There's nothing wrong with it, but
737 coming out of the sky! 1, 2, 3, go.
Most pop songs have an A part and then a B part, a verse and a chorus. This is the A part. And now, here's the B part, the chorus. That's usually the part you sing along with when you hear a song you like. As the song took shape, a third part emerged, a C part. By the end of day one, they pretty much have the music down, but they've not worked at all on the lyrics, and that's how day two starts.
Well, I told you yesterday I like the idea of monuments, building a monument or something. So I don't know if we could work that in.
I've been part of a lot of songwriting, and I can tell you this isn't the way it usually happens. But Laura and John decided to write the lyrics together because they thought it would be more efficient. So that one person wouldn't just be sitting around doing nothing while the other writes the words. It seemed a good idea at the time.
I woke at a younger age in the heat of the afternoon. I lowered my eyes cause the sun was too bright for a word that was said too soon.
What would you say about paring down some of the lyrics? Because I feel like there's a lot of syllables.
What would you like to change?
Let's see. I got a better idea. All the words we ever said, how about that? Is that stupid? All the words we ever said.
Yeah. Not really.
Because I was saying let's build a monument to something that was never dead.
Why would we want to build a monument to all the words we ever said?
Well, we don't have to do that. Well, because I was thinking, you know, these are like life works. Mm-hmm.
And the conversations went on like this for a while, even at the point when all the music was recorded and it was time to lay down the vocals. And as the day grew long and their time grew short, it all got a bit tense. And John would add some levity by mimicking some pop scene.
Let's build a monument. Something that was never dead.
This is turning into a nightmare.
All right, so dare I ask what your plan is in there?
We don't really have one, so I guess we should just play it and just kind of...
It was about 10 hours into the second day. Laura Burhan and John Davis had been under the watchful eyes of a video camera and our microphones and our recording engineer for almost 20 hours. The song they'd put together up till now was an okay pop song. It wasn't a great song. We had just a few hours to go, and that idea of writing a song about something joyful had gotten lost in the process.
What are you guys thinking in there? Thoughts?
I have a couple of thoughts, if you'd want to know.
Let's hear it.
One is you might want to spend 10 minutes without a camera and without us and talk.
Did you ever have the feeling when you're working on something and things aren't going right that if you could just stop and reset, take stock, you could set it all right? That's just what Laura Burhan and John Davis did. And when they returned to the studio, they were full of spirit. Georgie James lit a small flame under their song. It's a given that this isn't the natural way to write a song, though sometimes I think the best definition of a great artist is a person making the most out of the tools they have, whether an architect, a painter, a quarterback, a parent, or a musician. Bob Boylan, NPR News.
You can witness the songwriting online. A video of the process and the music is at npr.org/music.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News.